This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Here is a topic that we've never discussed on the show before. In fact, I haven't heard this being discussed anywhere before. Hence the reason we want to discuss it today. And it's something that you need to listen to very carefully, especially if you are a parent of a preteen or a teenager. This is a huge issue over the last couple of years. Now, before we even start this topic, we want to make one thing clear. We are not talking about any particular individual or any particular case involving a teenager going missing. But every week in this city, there seems to be another story in the news and another story being shared on Facebook of a teenager going missing. We regularly get emails from the Gardaí asking us to publicise, for example, such and such a name, aged 15, went missing from his or her home in Talla or Walkinstown yesterday afternoon. And we regularly get emails like this from Garda Síochána. Then 9 out of 10 times the teenager turns up a day or two later after wasting police time and, more importantly, worrying their friends and family to bits. So what is going on here? Well, according to one article that we read today, most of this missing teenagers thing is a prank called The Game of 72. And what The Game of 72 is, basically teenagers are daring each other to go missing for 72 hours without a word to their family or friends. The point is, they are wasting valuable police time. Is it time to start charging these teenagers with a criminal offence if they go missing and then turn up a day or two or three later admitting that it was a prank? I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. 0877 989898. I would love to hear from you on this. I'll tell you what's happened with us. Originally, when we started doing this programme, if we got a notification like that from An Garda Síochána about a missing teenager, for example, we would post it to our page and it would be shared very widely and thousands of people would see it within minutes. We've actually stopped doing that over the last year. And it would want to be maybe 5 or 6 or 7 days a child is missing before we start posting a post like that. Why? Because it was happening so often. Teenagers going missing and then turning up 2 or 3 days later with not a scratch on them. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. Aidan, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Aidan?
Good morning. How are you?
Aidan, I didn't even know until earlier today that this even has a name on it. No, I don't know if it's a name that teenagers are using here, but it's got a name on it. Game of 72. So try and disappear for 72 hours without anybody knowing where you are. What do you make of that?
Well, I stopped sharing it maybe weeks ago now, because every time you looked on Facebook, there was one up, and then a couple of days later, they're being found again. 72 hours in a juvie home, now might sort them out.
You believe that there should be a punishment for this?
Oh, yes.
And again, I'm very conscious that I don't want to talk about any particular case, because we are talking about minors here. I don't want to talk about any particular case. I don't want to hone in on any one. But there have been examples in the last year, let's say, of very high-profile press statements being released by the Gardaí, and then another 12 hours later, you get another one from the Gardaí, such and such a person has been found alive and well. And that's the end of it. But you have literally stopped sharing these Facebook posts.
Oh, ignore them now. Like, and it's probably wrong, because it could be a genuine case out there. And even the Gardaí probably start going, hang on, another one again today. The Gardaí resources are not that good as it is. So yeah. I mean, they're looking for a child who's sitting in his friend's house around the corner.
And unfortunately, the guards have no choice. The guards have to deal with cases when they're reported to them. They can't just say, no, that's another one. But you obviously believe that there should be some charge somewhere along the line for wasting police time or whatever?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, like, they don't realise that they worry their parents alone. And their parents don't know if it's a game or not. The people who are sharing it, I think they're doing their friends a favour. When, you know what I mean, they're probably sitting around the corner laughing about it, like, you know.
I heard of one teenager who thought it was hilarious that a Facebook post, this is a true story, by the way, that a Facebook post about them being missing was shared by 50,000 people. Thought that was hilarious. Now, but I find that kind of...
They get as many likes as they can, I suppose. That's not the way they look at it these days, isn't it?
I found it fairly sick when I heard that. I really did.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, like I said, we're admitting that we don't share those missing teenager posts very regularly unless that person happens to be missing for maybe over 4 days, then we might. But 9 times out of 10, the stories in the last year of teenagers going missing, they've all returned safe and sound after a couple of days. Stay there for a second. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. My question to you is quite a simple one. What do we do to stop this? What do we do to stop teenagers disappearing and then suddenly returning 24, 48, 72 hours later? Call me right now on 6797981. Linda, you blame the parents for this.
How are you? To a certain degree, I blame parents. I think parents need to step up to the mark that, like they did years ago, and they need to know what their children are doing. They need to be responsible, make their children responsible for their actions, and there needs to be consequences. God, I've reared, I don't know how many kids, I'm a mum of four, and I have foster kids, loads of foster kids, and one of the things we would do is sanctions. You know, you explain to them right and wrong, you would hope that they'd live by the guidelines or the rules that you set down, and if they don't, then the sanctions.
Like what?
Kids love...
Let's imagine a child does this, they disappear for a couple of days. Some people are putting a label, the game of 72, which is to disappear for 72 hours without a trace. And that's the game, that's the fun. How do you punish somebody for doing that?
Well, I think the authorities will have to step in and punish and make it known that they're going to punish some sort of sanctions on kids who do this and people waste their time by sharing it and worry. It's the worry as a parent. I would be petrified if one of my kids did that. I can't even begin to imagine what it would be like. But discipline starts from a very early age, right through, and by 16, 17, I mean, I have a 17 and a half year old, and she wouldn't dream of doing something like that. And actually thinks a lot of what the kids do nowadays is terribly stupid. And will say herself, you know, at least I know where I stand with you, Mum. I wouldn't do that.
Mm.
You know, so it's something that's learned from a very early age, and it's consistency throughout life. But, I mean, a lot of the kids now, and I would see if it's foster kids coming into care, there's no boundaries, there's no, you know, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's just, I do what I want, and I get away with it, you know. So it's society, we have to change, we have to start to go become a bit
more. So do we have to, so say for example, a young person goes missing for 2 or 3 days, and then arrives back and everything's hunky-dory, there's nothing wrong with the child, they just were playing a game of 72. What should we? How should we punish them? How should society punish them for doing that?
Well, for starters, the parents need to step in and say, right, you know, phones, laptops, tablets, gone. You know, they're gone. You can sit down and you can say, look, this is totally unacceptable what you've done. And you have to sit down and talk about sanctions and you know, to make a choice. You lose your phone or it's taken off you. You know, you give them, they have to make a choice as well in the form of punishment that they receive. It works for me, always has. They make the choice themselves.
Okay, but we need to be dishing out some sort of severe punishment if somebody does that. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our telephone number is 6797981. Clive, you're on 98FM. How are you, Clive?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you, Clive. What did you want to say on this?
You just said it yourself, Adrian. Given the disgraceful waste of precious resources, the Garda's time, even your time, I certainly think this should be treated, it should be punished, certainly, for what they're doing. And, I mean, look, it is disgraceful, but It is going to be...
By the way, Clive, I'm not for a second doubting that in some cases when a teenager goes missing, they may have genuine reasons for doing so. They may have issues in their family home.
I know, but we're dealing on the topic at hand. You're saying of this 72 hours game. Okay, we're dealing about that at hand. If this is the case, they should be punished. And you know what, Adrian? It is a certain kid from a certain type of family, from a certain type of area that's going to do this, that's more likely to be doing this. I mean, that's the truth. And, you know, certainly the parents, I think, should be held more responsible. And that's where the real punishment should be handed out to the parents of these kids, you know, who don't give a damn about them.
Yeah, I don't know if they don't give a damn about them. If they didn't give a damn about them,
of course they are.
If they didn't give a damn about them, they wouldn't contact the police to tell them that they were missing.
Jesus, Adrian, you know there are parents in certain areas that are just fluted out of their heads who don't give a damn about the kids.
Okay, so you believe that some punishment should be meted out if...
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's a disgraceful waste of resources, Adrian. Precious resources. People are crying out about not being able to get hospital beds, about not being able, needing lung transplants, and these kids are doing this, and they think it's some form of entertainment. Of course they should be punished. Absolutely.
Well, Alison, these teenagers should be punished for doing this.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Alison. How are you?
Not too bad. So I'm just going to pick up on what your man Clive said there a minute ago. Is he saying just because they could be from disadvantaged areas that they're going to
I
be...
I said it's more likely that they will be. I said it is going to be from kids from these areas.
You're talking through your arse, mate.
I'm not talking through any of my arse at all. That's the truth.
It doesn't matter what sort of area you come from.
It's a certain kid from a certain type of area that will see this as entertainment.
Don't agree with you at all there, mate. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
It happens to any child, no matter where they're from or what background they come from.
Yes, it is. It's social conditioning. It's certain children from certain type of families that live in certain areas that will see this as entertainment. That's the truth. That is the truth. It doesn't matter what... Well, it is a certain type that is going to live in a disadvantaged area. Absolutely, yes.
But how do you know that?
It's social conditioning. Oh, for God's sake. You don't need to be politically correct about it. It is going to be from those areas.
I mean, is there statistics to say that there is? That's what's happening, like?
No, there aren't statistics.
Of course
there's not.
What?
No, there isn't. But he's saying, regardless, that something needs to be done in terms of if a teenager goes missing, if the Gardaí are sending out press releases, I mean, I'm just going through, as I'm talking to you, Alison, I'm going through all of the press releases that we've received from... Garda Press over the last couple of months, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at, hang on there for 1 second, a 13-year-old, a 17, these are only in the last 3 or 4 months, a 13-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, all went missing, all subsequently found. Now, that's only going back to the start of September, by the way.
But do you not think, Jeremy, that, like, society today, I think we've caused this ourselves, because I mean, years ago, if we had done that, we would have been battered. Simple as.
We probably
We would have. Our mothers and fathers would have killed us, and we wouldn't have done it anyway, because we would have been terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there's no grounding them, or, you know, giving a good hard smack on the arse, like, and saying, listen, you know, I think society, they're all so into their internet, they have access 24 hours a day. You know, and there needs to be more monitoring, you know what I mean, of what they're doing and who they're with and whatever else. Nowadays, should they just go off out and you don't know where they're gone to?
Mm.
You know, so monitoring where they are and who they're with.
Okay, now, like I said, excuse me for 1 second. Just like I said, I'm going back just now to August, okay? And since August... The Gardaí have issued press statements about the following ages. A 13-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 11-year-old. That's only since August.
It's crazy.
Right? And these are official press statements sent out by an Garda Síochána about all of these kids missing. Now, I understand that the guards have to deal with this. They've no choice. They can't ignore a missing teenager, but there's definitely something amiss here when
there is when
we have this amount of teenagers going missing and then found safe and well.
I totally agree with you, Adrian. Like, I mean, when you're saying that now, and then there is other young people that are out there suffering with their mental health and they're being ignored because they're out looking for these other children.
Mm.
You know, and that's the frightening thing about it. I mean, if we can't figure a solution for this, there has to be a solution.
And there has to be a solution somewhere. I don't quite know what it is either. Shane, you're on 98FM. How are you, Shane? Hello, Shane.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Shane. What do you want to say?
No, I just want to say, I think the guards, when they do find out if it is just a little prank here and there, bring them to court. Give them a probation.
Now, I'm not saying that every single case of a missing teenager this year has been a prank.
But when the guard or when the parents ring the guard saying me child's missing and they turn up after 70 or 72 hours or whatever and they find out that it's only a little prank, bring them to court.
And charge them with what?
Charge them for wasting police time.
Yeah, give perhaps that is the only solution.
That is a good idea. Give them a fine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because it's not going to stop unless they get threatened with something serious.
Mm.
Like even threatened that they're going to get their parents in trouble, like they do in school. If they don't go to school, their parents are going to get in trouble for it.
So, if a child goes missing and then turns up again within 24 hours, you think that child, and we're talking about children, by the way, Shane, we're talking about kids.
Yeah, well, teenagers.
Yes, teenagers, yeah. You think they should be brought...
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know they're wasting police time. They know they're giving their parents worry. There has to be something done about it.
So
about it, it's just going to keep on happening and happening.
And what if the child in their heart and soul believes that they've a genuine reason for running away? Maybe things weren't happy in the family home or whatever.
Well, there's only...
I mean, it's not like running away from home is something new. It happened when I was...
I understand that. But, like, the guards are getting phone calls saying me child's gone missing, me child's gone missing. And then the child's turning up within 72 hours, 24 hours, with a smile on his face saying, oh, it's just a little joke, it's just this, it's just that. As soon as the child says that, I would say, well, this is not a joke. I'll see you in court.
Okay, so if they do turn up within 72 hours, they should be taken to court.
Do something with them, you know what I mean? Give them probation. Make them
there has to be a sanction.
Sorry, Alison, say that again?
There has to be a sanction, he is right.
There has to be something, because it's never going to stop. Like, it's the same as the school. If the kids don't go to school, the parents are getting in trouble. The parents are getting brought to court, and they could get locked up over it. Why can't they do the same thing for this?
All right, let me read out a message that's just come into us on WhatsApp, and it says, it's an absolute disgrace. I'm on a missing persons team. We help out families who are searching for their missing loved ones. And the heartache families go through when someone goes missing, if they're playing these games, they should be charged. And this is somebody who helps find missing people. I'd love to hear from you on this. Sean, you're on 98FM. How are you, Sean?
How are you?
Good, Sean. Sean, you believe that they should be locked up?
No, like, not locked up, but if they're spending 3 nights laughing at the people searching, they should spend 3 nights in the cell to scare them.
So there should be some sort of a sanction that you shouldn't just get away with this.
Yeah, like a program to scare them out of doing it again.
And like I said, I mean, so many examples. I could keep going on and on about the amount of under-18s that have gone missing this year, and the Gardaí have sent out press statements, each and every one of them, a 13-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, I can keep going on, each and every one of them was found safe and well eventually, after 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever. So you believe that something severe should happen as a punishment when they are found safe and well?
Yeah, because there's people that are missing years, still missing to this day, and they're just laughing at the families that are suffering through that. Like,
yes, I do agree, and obviously there are genuine cases of kids just disappearing. These ones who are doing it for the laugh or because they've had a bad day at school or whatever the case may be, are literally taking the piss out of the people who are genuinely disappeared. Because it brings back that same... it brings back that same heartache for all of those people. If I had a child that did that, I would want them to be locked up to frighten them. They wouldn't do it again, says that message on WhatsApp. I'd love to hear from you. Call us right now on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Linda, what about that idea? Lock them up.
Hiya, I'm from an underprivileged area and I also have a younger sister, and I can tell you now that she'd be petrified. She'd want to be gone missing. She wouldn't want to come home if that was a prank that she was at or causing, because she's being, like, she's being brought up to know that that's wrong and that is, like, causing so much trouble amongst families that have got children gone missing. They're worried about their kids and then thinking again then, oh God, it's still happening, that child will never come home. It's laughing in the face of anyone that's ever gone missing. But I don't think automatically saying locking them up is going to help them.
So what do we do? And Linda, I've always known, ever since I was a kid, I remember a young fellow that I knew when I was a kid, he ran away, and he ran away for about a week. But he had a horrible life in his house. His parents were abusive and everything else. I do know that there are some genuine cases of why, or genuine reasons why somebody might run away.
Yeah.
Okay? But it certainly doesn't account for the amount of cases we have had this year. It absolutely doesn't.
I understand that. My feeling on it is that if this is stuff that these pictures are going online, because videos upon videos of children being bullied as well, and nothing happens to these bullies who are seen in the videos, that are known in the videos, nothing happens to them. So I certainly don't think children that are pretending to go missing are going to get locked up. I do think that something needs to be done with the gathered resources, that when children are found out and they know it's this case, that they're going into the schools and they're teaching the children, this is what happens when you waste their time. This is what we miss out doing.
Mm.
So the kids then are
Do you think they care? Do you think they care? Unless there is some specific punishment aimed at the child.
Yeah, but I think teach them and then get to the stage that, well, look, if this is where it keeps going to get down hand, it's going to be a case to get locked up. Or else if this is what you find funny, this is the road that you're going to go down. There's obviously no conscience there. There's obviously something there in that child that they think...
But there's obviously no conscience if they can even do it to their own parents.
There's something wrong there. So for me, and I'm from a disadvantaged area, so it's always a tag on a disadvantaged area. And I can tell you now, I've been brought up the right way, and my sister has, and she would be petrified to do that of this sort, because of the trouble that she would be in, or if she knew anybody doing it, she'd come and tell me, because she knows it's wrong. So I don't think it's... I think if a child thinks this is funny, they need to look at why them kids would find such a situation that's not funny, that's horrifically scary, funny. Something's gone wrong that I don't think threatening them with a court. They need to... adults need to sort out the children.
But you just said yourself a second ago, Linda, that your little sister wouldn't do it because she knows the trouble she'd get into. Need to get that message into the heads of every other teenager?
Yeah, but if she doesn't need to be threatened with court. She knows full well that that's wrong. She's being brought up to know that that's wrong. I think if a child was to go and say, let me do this for the crack, something has to be wrong. Someone has to be... you have to bring someone into liaison to find out why them kids would think something like that is funny. Like, I 100% think it's down to families and how they're brought up and their right from wrong and a respect for people. Like, I would never have done that growing up, and I wouldn't have yield respect for the Gardaí, but I know not to waste their time because of the consequences on other people. I think...
Okay, so what sort of a punishment do you think would be appropriate for all of those kids who have literally disappeared and then miraculously reappeared two or three days later?
I wouldn't drop it. I would have someone liaison to find out exactly why they thought it was funny. I'd have someone clearly sit them down and explain to them the consequences. I'd have the guards involved wanting them to understand and know what you've done that over them 72 hours and what we missed out doing because of you thinking that this was funny. I'd have to try to teach them rather than saying, lock them up, and then just sending them down that road of, oh, we're getting locked up as killed. Like, they'll all think, oh, we do 72 hours in a correctional centre. Or, like, they'll all think that going down that road is something to be brave about and something to be funny about. They're not being taught anything. They're not being told, look at the time you wasted. Look at what we had to put into finding you when you're sitting in our friends, and look what happened, such and such, or look what happened in this situation, rather than it just being a threat that won't go. No child is going to get locked up for it. No child is going to be in a correctional centre for it. If they're seeing physically abusing people on Facebook and nothing gets done about them, I cannot see people, children that are saying that they've gone missing being punished for it when they're not punishing actual proper abuse online either. So I can't see it happening.
But maybe, and like I said, I just had to go back to the beginning of August to find all of those ones that I listed off, a 13-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 16, 17, 11, just between now and back in August. So there's something wrong here.
They're all school age. Yeah. They're all in groups and schools. So if they're liaison with the schools and didn't drop it, like if it's a 13-year-old that went missing, if the guards went to them and said, we're going to go into their schools, we're going to teach us exactly what resources you'd had us miss out on, exactly what you were doing to people. If that was your family, I couldn't get to because they needed me, because I was out looking for a child that was sitting in their friend's house. If they put it into perspective of what they're doing, like at 14, you're going to do stupid things. If they were taught, look what you're doing, rather than, right, son, now let's go, or come here, you're getting locked up. It's going to make children think of what we do, we're brave, what they're going to say, we're going to go. And it's not going to happen. It's not teaching the man, it's empty threats. So teach the children, liaison with the schools, go into the schools, make them aware of what happens when they do it. And then, God, yeah, down the road, if these are children that it's in the report that they were able to do that at a young age, I do think that kids to watch out for, certainly I do. And you'd know that about them, you'd know, look what they were able to do at such a young age. But I just don't think throwing the book at them or threatening them is going to cause any of it to end at all.
Stay there for a second, Linda. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp the programme. 0877 989898. June, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, June?
Hi, how are you?
June, you believe that we need to humiliate them?
Basically, I would think that this community service, like graffiti needs to be washed off walls and dog shit and chewing gum and all needs to be picked up off the ground. So get them to have
Let's imagine this scenario. One of those kids that I listed off there. Now, obviously, I don't want to highlight any particular case. I'm not honing in on anyone. I'm just merely reading out their ages, not even where they're from. But all of those kids who went missing this year, what if they come back after being missing for 2 or 3 days and say, I don't know, I had a bad day in school, or people are picking on me, or... Yeah, are you going to punish somebody who says that?
Well, I think you kind of have to sit down and say to them, well, look at... Yeah, you had a bad day. That's horrible. But look what you put your mum and dad through and your family. So you have to take some responsibility for that.
Because no child is ever going to admit, oh, he was playing a game. It was a dare.
Yeah. And I also think the people, I mean, where are these kids staying when they go missing?
That's a very good question. That's an extremely good question.
You know, where are they staying? And if they're staying in a friend's house, well, obviously the parents know.
But the difficulty now... The difficulty now, June, is, and this is happening, and I don't care what anyone says, media organisations are now less and less inclined to publish details of a missing teenager until that person happens to be missing over 3 days or 4 days, which is a little bit scary because there could be a genuine case here.
Oh, I understand, and I actually... Personally, I have stopped sharing because...
And you and loads of people.
Yeah, because it was so regular.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And yet, there are going to be genuine cases, which is awful. That's the sad part about it.
Absolutely, like, yeah.
The boy who cried wolf, like the innocent person, is going to end up paying the price for somebody else's lies.
Okay, so you also believe... That something severe... Well, not severe, but some sort of punishment should be given out to a child who runs away like this.
Absolutely, and I also think the people that put them up, that you could say hide them for the couple of days that they're supposedly missing, I think they should be made pay a price for this.
Well, actually, that's a very good point. Somebody just texted that in. What sort of parents do these friends have if they don't know there's a child staying in their house and not contacting that child's parents?
Exactly.
And I often wonder, where are they even staying for that 24 or 48 hours? I also heard, I don't know how true this is, I also heard of one case out of those ones that I've listed, and this is really kind of sad actually, disappeared for 48 hours because they'd gotten drunk and didn't want to go home. Now, I don't know where they disappeared to for the 48 hours, but disappeared for 48 hours because they didn't want to be found out for drinking. Now, that's really sad.
That's right.
That is crazy. Yeah, it really, really is. Let me bring in one last call, and that's you, John. You're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, John?
How
are
you doing, Adrian?
Good, John.
Everything that's after being said in the last few minutes would lead me to support what that gentleman that was on earlier on said about disadvantaged areas. I think, you know, the majority of kids that do this are probably from, you know, disadvantaged areas, because I think the standard of parenting, I think you're more likely to have parents in these, you know, low-income areas that don't know and don't really care, to be honest, about where their kids are. In terms of punishing these kids, I think it would be more effective. I think we're talking about, I think we're probably talking about minors here. So I think,
well, not probably, we are.
Well, then if we are, then I think it would be, I think that the most obvious step is to find the parents. You know, have the parents face criminal prosecution.
But John, hang on for one second. If my child, my 14-year-old, disappears without a trace and turns up again 3 days later, during that 3 days, I've been worried out of my mind. I've been climbing up the walls, and then you're going to slap a fine on me.
Yeah, but I mean, you really should know where your kids are. Do you know what I mean? You really
John, if a 14-year-old wants to disappear, they can disappear.
Adrian, if your kid, like, if your kid, who we'll say is 13 years old for the sake of argument, right, has done a bunk for 3 days and you don't know where your kid is, does that not say something about you as a parent? No? You know, a 13-year-old child, and we are talking about a child, little more than a child, okay, the beginning of his teenage years, right, but he's still a child, and he's your child, he or she is your child, and they've gone missing for 3 days, and you don't know where your own kid is for 3 days?
But you're not hearing what I'm saying, John. A devious teenager can disappear if they want to disappear.
Yeah, but you still...
Unless you've got a GPS tracker implanted into their skin.
Look, you still should have some sort of an idea.
Well, Linda, what do you say to that? You just blame the parents and that's it.
I don't care how devious he is.
Was that myself you asked?
Sorry, yes, it was, Linda, yeah.
Yeah, John, have you got any children of your own?
I don't really understand what you're saying, to be honest.
I'm asking, are you a parent?
Because you don't really speak very well, was.
Sorry, John, stop being such a patronising knob.
Oh, no, he is, isn't he?
You're patronising knob now. That's supposed to get off the phone. Sorry, Linda, I do apologise for that. No need for that.
No,
go on, what do you want to say?
No, you don't have to apologise. I can put money on it that he doesn't have children. And he certainly has never worked with children in a disadvantaged area. And I'm not saying that every disadvantaged area, that it's not a statistic that trouble is there, and these are the ones that are most likely to do stuff like that. Any child at 14, any age, can go through little things that they want to do, or they want to be mischievous and they want to cause trouble. Like, I don't think it goes down to where you're from. I do think it's down to parenting. 100% of it. But I don't think every parent in a disadvantaged area is a bad parent.
Nobody said that.
But it's still it. Oh, it's more likely to be in a disadvantage. I don't agree. And I can only disagree on what I've seen in my life and where I've been brought up and then what I went on to be as an adult and how I'm rearing my child. And it's that I've seen... I grew up with children from really... like affluent areas that came from lovely families, and I was from a disadvantaged area, and I can tell you now that they would get up to a lot more than I would have.
Let me read this message that's just come into us. Why punish the parents so these snowflakes get bailed out again and set them up for life? They'll always get bailed out by their mammies and daddies. These teens who think they're grown up need to get punished for doing this, like with community service. What do you say to that? We need some sort of a very strict punishment.
Yeah, I do agree with the community service. I do. It's teaching a child. You get me? It's not just empty threats. That's teaching a child. You are punished by it. You will get out. You will graft. You will do something because of what you've done. But I still don't think that's where it should lie. I do think they should be taught of what the consequences are causing. Taught of the hurt that are causing families and the mocking of children that have gone missing. I think they need... liaison with the teachers. I do think not only should they get out and scrub walls, 100% I'd be for that, but I do think they need to be taught as well. I don't agree with this punishment. And then when it comes to families, yeah, do look into families, do understand why a child would go on and act like that. Like, has to begin somewhere. Something's gone wrong with kids that they think that that's okay to do.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why we decided to discuss this today, because parents need to have this conversation as well with their teenagers. It is not good enough. It's just not acceptable to be wasting valuable police resources playing a game like Game of 72. They may not even have a name on it, but that's exactly what they're doing. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.